Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Nubian Queen Nation. I'm Nubia. Here, we will talk about everything queenly, self-care, marriage, taking care of our royal subjects, otherwise known as our children, spouses, elderly parents, business, entrepreneurship, media, with a sprinkling in of the Most High. Stay tuned for this week's episode. Get ready, do I have a treat for you? Hello, hello. Okay, go ahead, my special guest. Introduce yourself.
Hi there, I am Montessa.
And we actually met at Mohegan Sun when I was working there the night shift, and you were the night shift supervisor. And since then, my goodness, that was like back in 2010. We've come a long way since then. I remember you were pregnant with your little boys. Is that the correct?
Yes.
Back in 2010-ish? Wait, how old are your boys?
So, yeah, no, because we go way back to the Mohegan Sun days. I had the twins in 2013.
Wow.
So I've been gone.
Yes.
They're eight. I've been gone from there for 8 years because I went back for a couple months after they were born. And then, we were like, nope. My husband and I were like, nope, this third shift thing is not going to work with four kids.
Yes.
Two, twin newborns.
Yeah, those two beautiful little girls that reminded me of my own daughters. Mine are now in their 20s. So, yeah, four children, yes. Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
Yeah, the oldest, but, he's 27 now.
Wow. Yes, I do remember that handsome gentleman of yours.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember. So, thank you for coming on, Nubian Queen Nation. Yes, this is also...
Women's
International or National Women's Month type of thing. So we're ending towards the end of March.
Yes.
So I said, what better, guest to have on you? I see you on your, doing your little thing. You have spandex, if you wouldn't mind introducing us to the name of your company. And I know you have some specials and you have game and people put their name into a drawing and they can win things. So what's the name of the company you have going on?
So I have my own activewear boutique. It's called Zya, Z-Y-I-A.
Okay.
So I am an independent brand rep for them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want me to share, this is my first time doing a podcast.
Hey, honey, just go. We're just having a conversation amongst friends.
Right.
But I saw that you had that little, you could explain that, there was like a bralette thing that matches a spandex pants that was like the tie-dye thing I saw you do.
Oh, yes. The light and tight leggings, which a lot of my girlfriends refer to as the magic pants. Because they suck you in. They make you feel amazing. They hug the body and the booty and the curves.
All right.
And they don't slide and roll when you're getting your workout on, which is phenomenal because there's nothing more annoying than having to readjust your leggings 100 times during a workout.
Right. And then I know one time you and your husband had your own exercise program type of thing, right? Build your body type of thing.
Yeah. So, let me see. I had met some incredible trainers, a husband and wife duo back in, 2014. And I did a program with them to get back on track because the twins were one at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And had a lot of success, was really feeling amazing. So I signed up with them again in 2015 to do a fitness competition, which happened to be at Mohegan Sun, which was pretty cool.
Mm, I remember. Mm-hmm.
2016, I competed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
A once-in-a-lifetime type of thing because it was hardcore training, for 17 weeks, 17 weeks, 7 days a week. But it was amazing, such an amazing opportunity. And just during that experience and having met, my two trainers, I just really got very passionate about, helping other women to feel amazing in their bodies. So my husband and I had started our own fitness training business. So I was doing, one-on-one for either at my house or developing like online programs for folks to follow at home. And I did that for a couple of years, got certified in fitness nutrition, and then COVID hit. So obviously I wasn't doing in-home stuff anymore. And then right now I am studying for my yoga certification and then just, you know, doing my activewear line, which has been incredible and just really taken off these last 6 months.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Well, so I remember when you were, when you did that little competition thing and I was like, I said, honey, I could do that. I could do that. Of course I didn't do it because that is a lot of work, a lot of work and dedication, but just hold on for 1 second. We're going to just take a little bit of a break and I'll. All right. So now, how do you do what you and your husband were doing together with family and children and marriage? And how is your husband on board? He likes these new little outfits that you're coming up with your company for exercising.
Oh my gosh. Yes. He is just amazing in general. He really is. You know, when you would think at 17 to have met like your best friend or soulmate, you know, it's kind of crazy. Because at 17, you don't know anything, but you think you know it all, right?
Exactly. Hello.
Yeah, he's such an amazing person. You know, our oldest, which is, you know, his son. I was, so when we met, he was 8 months old, his son, and I just immediately fell in love with him.
Very handsome just, young guy. I've seen him.
Yeah, and he's such an amazing, amazing person. And, like, you know, fast forward now, he's 27. And we have a fantastic relationship with his mom and his stepdad. And so, like, just all four of us together. It's just amazing. He has, you know, other siblings outside of the, you know, tribe here that we have at our house.
Let me, disclosure, let me just stop there for a second. I'm in a very loving marriage with my own husband. I'm just saying I have daughters his age. That's why I'm saying, go ahead. For all the listeners out there, I'm not trying to go back. I already have my own man, but yes, he's a nice looking gentleman.
But yeah, like my husband, he's very supportive, always has been in any endeavor, you know, that I've taken on because, you know, he found his passion and, you know, in through college and got his master's and stuff. And I kind of was always trying to figure out like, what is mine? I've always been somebody that liked to help others feel good about themselves. And that's just kind of the environment that I've always thrived in is like serving others and helping others. So, you know, I've had jobs before that were simply just that job, you know, but they didn't fill my cup up. They didn't fulfill me, which was why I had gotten into, you know, like the fitness training, because it just made me feel so good helping other women to look at themselves different and feel good, you know, after completing a program or coming for a check-in. And then even that has shifted so much for me personally last summer, because last summer, and again, I always stress this to, you know, ladies that I end up meeting so many amazing ladies on this journey and they open up and they're like, oh my gosh, you're such a real person. So, cause I squeeze my belly fat and I show up. I'm like, listen, I do not look like what I did when I was training for my show. You know, that was a intended goal and I had achieved it. And then, you know what? Life happened. And probably a good 2-3 years, I kind of just put myself on the back burner again.
As moms do.
Yeah. And then even training people, yeah, it was easy to say that, you know, when COVID hit, but you know, I tell ladies this all the time. I felt like a hypocrite because I got to the highest weight I had ever been in my life, not being pregnant last summer. And so when last summer hit, I was just like, I've got to do something. I'm just not comfortable in my skin. I'm not comfortable in my body. Like, I'm hiding from photos and that's just not the type of person that I've ever been. So one of my girlfriends was sharing some activewear and I was like, you know what? I'm going to start working out again. And I can't fit into any of my old activewear because I'm squeezing myself into it. And that doesn't make you feel good when you're trying to work out to feel good enough and fit.
Right.
So
right.
I bought my first outfit from her and I absolutely loved it. And I said, please host me a party because I love these leggings and I want, you know, some more. And she hosted my party. And then September 1st, I said, you know what? These clothes make me feel so good in the skin that I'm in and the journey that I'm on. And I've had this, you know, conversation with friends before as well. I'm like, I know it sounds so corny, but it's the realest real for me to say that like a pair of leggings helped give me my groove back, my confidence back. Because once I started sharing September 1st to now, I'm down 15 pounds.
All right.
Yay.
So I love that. That's important as far as confidence. And you know, just like me, you're raising daughters. And so we want to be a good example for our daughters. You know, life happens, like you said, and they just get back on the wagon, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing. I know that they're watching and having learned, you know, about, you know, fitness and nutrition, and especially young girls. And mm-hmm. I know there's many men and young boys that suffer with body image issues as well, but you know, especially because my daughters, you know, are in their teenage years, mm-hmm. you know, just being very mindful of how I view myself,
right.
and that self-talk and right. not being negative. And you know, yes, I'm 175 pounds. I'm not at my goal, but mm-hmm. I always share with ladies, like, I no longer have like a goal as far as a number. It's going to be how I feel when
exactly.
I hit that goal. I'll
exactly.
know that I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Before
exactly.
I was always so focused on a number. And mm-hmm. when I get into this size jeans or this size on the scale, and it's like, you know what? Who's to say at 165, I don't feel amazing.
Exactly.
And I'm like, maybe I don't want to be 145. Maybe I want to be 165 because I'm loving myself where I am.
Yeah. You know,
so I just had this just really big shift over these last 6 months of just really encouraging other women and helping other women to feel amazing and incredible in the skin they're in. And the, like, the little mantra that I have is like loving yourself, you know, where you're at.
Exactly.
Because we can all have goals. It
yeah.
doesn't mean you can't have goals.
You know, and I
right.
have to say, I just found out, I mean, okay, here I am in my, you know, whatever the age is. Okay, I'm over 50. I'm in my 50s. But I just heard for the first time. Hey, you know what Oprah said?
I know.
we'll let everybody else figure that one out. But I just found out that women, like, you know, if you're, we just want to get to a point sometime, let me just be honest, where our legs are not rubbing together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I heard somebody say that, you know, it can be very painful just to have your legs rubbing together. And that there's a thing where people would put Vaseline on their legs so that they wouldn't get the chafing. And I'm like, say what? So,
yeah.
So it's a thing. So like you said, even if we just get to a point where your legs are not rubbing together anymore and you're not chafing, that can make you feel better, you know? So
Definitely.
It is important. It is important to, like you said, to just be comfortable with the skin you're in.
Yep. And I know that firsthand too, because, you know, on my husband's side, we have, you know, some very well built muscular,
mm-hmm.
you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
So my girls have those thick muscular thighs,
jeans,
which I tell them
right.
all the time. What,
mm-hmm.
number one, they're
mm-hmm.
curvy and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the rubbing together,
mm-hmm.
it is definitely painful, especially
mm-hmm.
like playing sports and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having to wear like compression shorts or something to keep them from rubbing, because once they get to that point of irritation, it hurts.
Mm.
It hurts so bad to walk.
Right. So, but yeah, so now the material is breathable. It just looks comfortable. And I just love the way that looks, your workout
gosh.
Outfits.
It is absolutely amazing. The clothes are so amazing. So the Zaya, you know, saying is Zaya is for every body,
mm-hmm.
Because we have so many different women from all walks of life,
mm-hmm.
all shapes and sizes, different ages, rocking our gear.
Mm-hmm.
The founder who came up with the idea is a woman. And I love that, you know, the story behind it was, you know, it's a company that was created by a woman for women. Mm-hmm. And she got this idea on like a women's retreat or some sort of a retreat where they were in the mountains and she was under the moon and the stars, which mm-hmm. is why our Zaya logo is, you know, a moon okay. with kind of a star in it. Mm-hmm. And this Activewear line is only 4 years young. We just celebrated our fourth year.
Oh my goodness.
And the growth has been incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not allowed to talk numbers,
right.
but like the growth has just been so incredible. And the amount of women that, you know, are on our team and other teams and just even the community of women, I think that's the biggest thing that drew me to it. Mm-hmm. And especially the timing of it last year mm-hmm. when you couldn't do anything, you know, people just feeling like really depressed and just not having that connection with folks anymore. Mm-hmm. I have made so many friends, mm-hmm. Women that I've never even met yet in person, mm-hmm. but we FaceTime, mm-hmm. we, you know, have weekly meetings, we do Zoom calls, we laugh, we chat, we are all getting together at some point. And some are far, you know, Texas, Virginia, Florida, but some are not far, New York, Massachusetts. So we're actually planning some sort of get together as soon as we can, you know, all be together.
Right. So COVID has changed the game. Yeah.
Women is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I love your energy because you have on Tuesdays, you said it was Tuesdays when you open the mail in front of everybody. And so the few Zooms that I've seen or lives that you do on Facebook, with your energy when you open the mail and you see it for the first time, it's like, oh my gosh. Oh, wait, and you have got to tell me, what is that favorite song that you, that reggae song that you play when you're playing?
Oh, with... I have to find out the
oh
name.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny.
I don't know how to spell it, but I think it's called Juice by YCE.
You are so funny. And then you'll be screaming at the Google, 50%, Google, 50%.
Well, because, you know, good old Facebook, I'm telling you, I beef with that because they, if I have the music too loud, they'll flag me and they'll mute part
Stop.
Of my music. So that's why I have to make sure that I keep it down. And then sometimes Google gotcha. Just wants to keep playing my
yeah.
music, which I don't mind, but Facebook doesn't like it.
That's too funny.
Yeah, no, opening the mail. So on my VIP page, which, you know, I keep it ladies only because number one, half the time I'm hanging out in my bra.
Yes, you are, girl.
I'm so, you know, I'm showing the ladies. Like, that's the other thing that I love is that I get to show ladies the items. So you're not just like going on the computer and looking. Like, I'm purposeful in the pieces that I buy for myself because mm-hmm. I want them to be things that I don't already have. Or, of course, there's things that I do have and absolutely love, so I need them in all colors. Mm-hmm. But whenever I get my happy mail, I like to go live on my VIP page so I can give my honest review and show ladies, like, how it fits, what I think of it, mm-hmm. You know, if it's true to size, if they should size up or down. Mm-hmm. And I always encourage ladies to, like, get with me on sizing because, you know, going back quickly to, like, this community of women and it just being unlike – anything I've ever experienced, you know, we all have our own, we're all our own brand rep, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone's doing it for a different reason. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it to help make other women feel amazing in their skin. But of course, you know, there's the business aspect of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I get to earn, you know, free and half price clothes, mm-hmm. you know, I get to earn some extra income, which is great. Mm-hmm. And so everybody has that going on mm-hmm. that reps, you know, Zaya. Mm-hmm. But if I have a question on an item for one of my customers and I don't have it and I don't know anything about it, mm-hmm. I can go to one of my Zaya sisters, as we like to refer to ourselves, mm-hmm. and they will absolutely help me to help my customer. Mm-hmm. So to have a network of women like that are uplifting everyone and they want others to win mm-hmm. and there's no backstabbing. I have never honestly in my life been a part of something like that. Mm. Because there's so many people trying to tear others down.
Right,
or when
right.
you think of commission or stuff like that, you know, you think of backstabbing and mm-hmm. stealing customers and, you know, whatever.
Right.
It is so not like that. And mm-hmm. it just has been such a blessing. And it's just so amazing that there's so many women willing to help me, you know, help you if mm-hmm. you needed help on a size. Mm-hmm. And I do the same for others.
Right.
A lot of people know, like, I got a big booty. So if they have a customer with a big booty, they're like, Tessa, I got this customer. And she says, these aren't going to fit her because she got a big booty. And I'm like, what are her stats? Let me know. I will send you pictures of myself and you can share them with her. Like, this will absolutely work. That may not, but these will. So it's just, it's great. It's really awesome.
So now if somebody wanted to contact you on Facebook to get into your exclusive VIP group there, how do they contact you?
So they could just message me through Messenger. So, you know, I'm on Facebook as Montessa Wynn, last name W-Y-N-N. And then my activewear boutique is just called Montessa's Activewear Boutique. And they can just request to join. And, you know, I always tell ladies, like, we have a round table. There's no head. There's no one person at the head of the table. It's round for a reason. Mm-hmm. And the more ladies, the merrier. And we just keep building a bigger table because we just want as many positive.
All right. So now closing out this segment, that's, do you have another website outside of Facebook?
So I do have, a link, the website that they could go directly to.
You can say it and then send it to me and I'll also put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I would have to send it to you. Okay. Because I know it's like myzaya.com and it's like / you know, my name, Montessa. Gotcha. Wynn. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is not on Facebook, they can still, you know, connect with me. I can still help them with sizing or fit, style, activity that they're looking for, and they can still go on the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I saw that you had it where if you reached a certain amount of number of people buying items and their name went into a batch and then you had the spinning wheel and people got to win some items. So what day does that happen? Weekly?
So that actually is just something that I like to do. That's fun. I have just different things that I'll offer on my VIP page. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll do, you know, free shipping. Sometimes I'll do a certain percent off. I'll give away gift cards. So that particular event that I did, because March is my birthday month.
Yes,
so
I heard you say that.
I'm celebrating all month long. Mm-hmm. And part of that was giving back to ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the one that you saw, I had a raffle. So for the first 10 tanks that were purchased,
yes.
Every lady that purchased a tank, when we hit the 10th tank, I put all those ladies into a raffle to win a free bomber bra on me.
All right.
So that was what I did last night because we had our 10 tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And I went live and I pulled the winner and then that lady got to pick whatever bomber bra they wanted on me and I'm shipping it out to them. And yeah, I'd like to do those fun type of giveaways. So it's not a weekly thing, but
okay.
I definitely do a lot of fun stuff on there, games and just different things to just keep it very engaging and fun.
Right. So as your takeaway, as we're winding it down, what do you have to tell the ladies that are out there?
Definitely, you know, if you wouldn't say it to your girlfriend, don't say it to yourself.
Mm.
As far as that, you know, negative self-talk.
Yes, that's good.
It's so true that, you know, you could ask somebody, tell me 5 things about your best friend and you could name 10. And then, you know, tell me 1 thing about yourself. And women really struggle.
Mm-hmm.
We're so used to giving out compliments and not viewing ourselves the same. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely would say that. And also, again, just regardless of where you are at on your journey, whether it's, you know, gaining weight,
mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of people that, you know, are still body shaming women.
Yeah,
be whether
gentle
they're
on
big
ourselves.
Or small,
mm-hmm.
you know, all sizes have something they're struggling with.
Right.
So whether you're trying to build lean muscle, or you're trying to put on weight, or you're trying to take it off, no matter where you are in your journey, just love yourself where you're at. Because
right.
there is absolutely something beautiful and unique and different about every single one of us. And again, it does not mean you don't have to have goals or you can't have a goal, but you can still love yourself in the process of getting there. Don't wait for some magic number to determine what your worth is. You know, love yourself along that journey.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So as we're closing out, I have to say that I had this one memory that I remember us working till, you know, into the 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and everybody's trying to stay awake. And so it was like, I don't know, it had to be after midnight shift and you were maybe doing your, not shift change, but doing whatever you had to do as a supervisor. And somebody came in with this little, you was riding this little buggy around the office and going through the corridors and the aisles, and I was rolling. Here we are, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and you like playing some music. You know you was jamming with the music up loud. So thank God we can't get fired. Thank God we can't get fired now. But that story, whenever I think of you and you're you were so funny.
You know what? That was Miss Angie. That was her scooter. She used to come in at like 3-4 o'clock
yes,
in the morning.
Yes.
She had a rough scooter and she got a new one or something. So she let me ride it and I was riding it around the office.
Oh my gosh. So it was like 3-4, 3 o'clock in the morning. Music is blaring. You know, yes. The phones weren't ringing at the moment and you was riding that buggy through the shop. I was like, that is just the funniest thing ever. So
good thing they didn't have cameras at all.
Exactly. Girl, you know, we were under the basement, right? We were down.
Anyway. We were. Yes, yeah. We were definitely. But you know what? I mean, when you're working third shift and mm-hmm. you're right, you're just trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
Those were some fun days. They definitely were fun days.
Definitely.
But yeah, we playing that music and just making sure that we're not falling asleep.
You made the shift fun. You made the shift fun. That's for sure. But I want to thank you again for coming on. This is your special month. And people, go and check her out. Montessa Wynn, VIP. Now, what was it? What's the name of your company? Is it also
Zaya? Zaya is the active wear company, so Z-Y-I-A, and I do have my personal VIP page, mm-hmm. which is Montessa's Active Wear Boutique.
All right.
Any ladies that want to join, you are more than welcome to hop on and join us.
All right. Thank you so much. I enjoyed this, and just enjoy
Thank
the rest
you.
Of your month.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you asking me to be on. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. So there you have it. I will put her info down in the show notes. If you have a woman in your life that's in business, wants to start a business, share this podcast with her. Also, if you could like, subscribe, and share. So let's see here. I'd also, until next time, stay well, happy, healthy, and strong. Be sure to join me in this month's challenge, which is all about wellness, mind, body, and soul. And join my monthly newsletter at Nubian Queen Nation on Spotify or Anchor. It's also on iTunes. So come back now, you hear? This has been Nubian Queen on Nubian Queen Nation. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much for joining us today at Nubian Queen Nation. Come back and join us again in 2 weeks. Better yet, subscribe, like, and leave a comment. And if you would, please share this with a friend. Peace and blessings. Love ya, Nubia.